This is episode number 2007 of the Who Cares News for Friday, July 9th, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, it's time for the Who Cares News. Here's Morgan. What's going on?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, remember, as I tell you the story, remember that this is called the Who Cares News. And the Who Cares News, we sometimes scrape the bottom of the freaking barrel.
And?
Because it's that bad.
It's that bad.
Well, being locked up isn't stopping Joe Exotic from finding love.
Oh, God.
Love,
well,
baby.
No, he's locked up. He's probably finding lots of
love.
Yeah,
that's true.
Just saying.
He just launched a contest called Bachelor King. Yep, he sure did.
Contest.
On his official website.
This guy has a website.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Now, men interested in being Joe's next romance.
Oh, yeah, they're lining
must be
up.
18 and over.
They're lining
and,
up.
And fill out an application. The sad thing is, I bet they are.
Well, I don't know if they are or not. I mean, the last three husbands he had, really, he had to trick into becoming his husbands. From what I remember from watching Tiger King.
Yeah.
And he gave him meth. So there was a carrot.
Yeah.
So I don't know if he's willing to do that now.
How long is he in for?
22 years.
All right. So, which leads
me
to this next.
I think he served like two or three.
Which leads me to the next part of this little story.
Yeah.
Now, men that are interested in being Joe's next romance. They must be 18. They have to fill out the application.
Oh, there's an application.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
And the top three winners, because it's a contest, so of course there's going to be an application or something.
Top three winners.
The top three winners will each receive a three-night, four-night, a three-night, four-day, just getting all into the story.
Yeah.
A three-night, four-day, all-inclusive paid getaway with Joe, .. Wait for it.
Yeah, yeah.
Once he's released from prison, which can be filmed for TV.
That's important. Now, here's the thing. Top three. So what, is he gonna have all three at the same time? Because
have,
he's
like,
known to do stuff like that, or is this...
He can have them rooms on a row.
Yeah, I guess.
So he'll go
hop
spend some
from
time
room
with this one,
room.
Then go spend some time with that one, and then...
Joe.
Yes, he has to go try them all out.
Joe. Crazy.
All right.
Mm.
Film for TV.
Okay, of course.
And he's in for 22 years. So if you win this contest, are you waiting for 22 years?
You add 22, you're now 40. Yeah, wow.
Now he said...
Will we have TV in 22 years? Or will it be something embedded in our brains? I'm wondering.
Now he said, I've been through hell in 3 years, and I intend on making my new life something I've always dreamed of.
Oh my God, of course.
I want to spend it with someone that can take a relationship serious and be in love and enjoy this ride.
Oh my God. Take a relationship serious. We are talking about the same Joe Exotic, right?
That's what
it
says.
Okay.
Now his attorney is. Yeah, his attorney feels positive that he'll be released by the end of the year.
This is the same attorney that felt positive that he would get pardoned, presidential pardon.
Absolutely.
And
same one.
His appeal would be overturned. Yeah, no.
So, Joe's wasting no time in finding his next husband.
Hey, Joe, you need to waste some time finding a good lawyer. That's what you need to do.
Well, that's probably,
yeah.
That's some good advice right there.
Right there.
Sharon Stone.
Yeah, Sharon.
Yeah, you remember her from the Oscars when she was... It was actually a setup.
Sharon Stone. That's Glenn Close.
Oh.
Get your sexagenarian actresses straight here.
That was Sharon Stone.
No.
Oh,
okay. Glenn Close. And it was a setup.
Sharon Stone,
Stone, who doesn't look 60-something.
No, I guess she's been seen out and about with rapper RMR.
So she's probably older than him, is my guess.
It's a good guess. Yes.
By a lot.
Yep, yep. They're sparking some rumors that the pair could be romantically linked.
Wow. Sharon Stone and a rapper. You know what?
Yeah,
hey, that's awesome, Sharon. That's great. I mean, mainstream is mainstream now, I guess.
Well, it kind of makes me wonder about the rapper. Anyway, according to a source, The duo have been seen together recently at Hot Spots.
I understand that Sharon Stone's got a six-pack, okay? So knock
that
off.
Oh, that's true.
I mean, it's in her refrigerator.
Oh,
but
yeah.
But that's still appealing to a 25-year-old. You got a six-pack? Right on.
Yeah, I come with you. The duo, they've been seen together at recently at like Delilah in the Highlight Room.
Ooh, the Highlight Room.
They were seen dancing together.
Went to the Highlight Room that one time. You know, we never went.
Hello. Where is the Highlight
Room? I have no idea. Oh. I don't even know what the hell it is. You're the one who said they went to the Highlight Room. Let's go to the Highlight Room. That sounds like a fun time.
Sure. They were seen dancing on the dance floor together.
Gee whiz, Wally. We'll have a swell time.
So, well, a source said that she's definitely having a hot girl summer.
Hot girl summer. You know who's always got a hot girl summer is that Halle Berry. I tell you what, she's a hot girl. She also has a six-pack, but hers is
in
her abs.
Yeah, but hers is in her, yes.
I've seen that on Instagram.
Hers are placed where they're supposed
to
be.
Actually, you know, they say Sharon Stone is in really good shape.
Yeah,
I mean, really good shape. And she had some issues, right? Didn't she have some health issues? I don't know if she had...
And who knows? Maybe she does have a six-pack on her abs.
Do you know what? She's hanging out with a 20-something. So what do you know?
Well, I can tell you one thing. If she doesn't, she's going to be working those abs, and she will.
On that 20-something.
Uh-huh. Because he's at peak.
Oh, so what's the deal? I mean, she's old enough to be his grandmother. Seriously, why is he interested in her?
I don't know.
He have a thing for... Which movie was it in that she crossed her legs and had no underwear on? Was it Fatal Attraction?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Maybe he's got a fetish for that.
Well, an insider says that...
I kind of have a fetish for that now that I think
RMR. Yeah, he's this guy who keeps his identity and a secret under a mask.
Oh, does he? I know nothing
about
him.
And he respects her and thinks she's cool AF.
She's cool AF.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. I'm glad she's cool AF. So there.
What's 63 minus 25?
That's 38. I did that. No. 38. Yeah.
38?
38 years difference.
Cheaper creepers.
Yeah, not old enough to be his grandmother. But
his grandmother, definitely.
Old enough, 38 years? You could do that, I guess. 38, pretty young. Well, what do you know? Good for them. It won't last. I'm just going to say that it won't last.
You don't think so, huh?
No. You know who's... Hot AF is Halle Berry.
You've already talked about Halle Berry.
Well, she's hot AF.
But at least you gave her some dew this time instead of just like, you know,
phone
her.
More Who Cares coming your way on Monday. Have a great weekend, and
that's all the news you can care less about for this week.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.